But here's the point we've said before. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. These things are meant as ploys, as part of a scheme. I know many federal workers who ran out and got vaccinated because they were afraid to lose their job. I know some folks who held out too. I know some folks who quit. I know some folks who have been fired over this. That was the point. To get people to go out and get the jabs. Whether that stood up in court, it had a very small chance of standing up in court, just like his OSHA mandate for employers of 100 or more employees. It was always going to be problematic in court. These always had long odds to succeed. But human behavior, there's a tactic called a nudge. And you're nudging people to do what you want, right? You're conning them. This is a con. This is a long con. If you don't do what we say, you're going to lose your job. So go get the jabs. Well, now you got a bunch of people with jabs. Many of them I know are sick. Okay. Yeah, you still have your job, but you don't have your health. So if you're they're asking, I wonder why this happened. I just told you.
No, I love you like I do. No. Don't know why I love you, don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do, like I do.
Told my friends. Let's have some fun. I told my friends that you just do your part. Take the jab. Don't worry about your inflamed heart. This is going to be one of my biggest COVID hits. It would be even funnier if it wasn't so goddamn tragic. What's going on here, folks? France and Ireland now follow England in lifting of COVID restrictions? Oh, the shit's about to hit the fan, folks. Yeah, people are at their fucking breaking point. So these tyrants in France and Ireland and England, they don't want to get hit in the head with a smoothie or a cinder block. France and Ireland are quietly following England and announcing the lifting of a host of COVID-19 restrictions. Now, a cynic out here has to think, is this a head fake? Are they just taking a break? Is it a halftime? We talked about that on Friday's show with Marie Albanese. One of the better conversations we've had. Of course, they just keep getting better and better and better. Is it halftime? Or is it just a pause and... And the showtime, it's still showtime, it's just a pause. Little intermission. It's for you to go to the bathroom and get your libations. Hit the bar at the theater. Make it a double or triple, just in case. Irish Independent reported Friday that the majority of COVID restrictions in Ireland will be removed. Starting just yesterday morning, including vaccine passports. Did these assholes know that it just didn't work? No, I'll tell you. If they're giving you something back, there's a reason for it. And let's just get primal about it. Let's get fucking medieval about it, right? If these criminals are seeding anything, it's because they're worried about their own wrinkled ass, believe me. And they'll mask everything. Well, you gave your rights back, so we're just going to make this a mandatory annual vaccine. That's the kind of leaders we are. We really care about you. So instead of rolling these things out every 3 months, this is going to be an annual booster you have to get. keep an eye on that. And everybody's out there is rejoicing about restrictions being lifted for indoor and outdoor events, social distancing, blah, 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 the number of people you can have at a table. Here's a little newsflash for you. I told you a long time ago on this very Thomas Paine podcast, fuck these people. Don't listen to a word they say, and you're free. Remember, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, free at last, free at last. God Almighty, I'm free at last. You can be free at last, too. Trust in God Almighty. Trust in anybody besides these tyrants. Tune them out. Why would you listen to anything they say at this point? All they do is lie to you, try to harm you and your family. Everybody from Fauci to the Supreme Court. Who gives a fuck what they say? Live your own life. Create your own. People say, how can we change the world? Change your own world. Change your definition of the world. Focus on your own world. Focus on protecting your own crew. If more people did that, my God, how we could change the world. Plain and simple. How we could change the world. I haven't listened to a fucking word any of these people say. We're going to a place. I went in Home Depot today. It was a zoo. It was a fucking zoo. The guy says, excuse me, sir. You see what we're talking about? Another candidate for a smoothie upside the noggin. Excuse me, sir. The sign says everybody must wear a mask. I said, who the fuck are you? Are you the mayor of Home Depot? Where's Mayor McCheese and the fucking Hamburglar? Where's Grimace at? Is Grimace here? Fuck out of my way. So I said, step aside. Fuck out of my way. Didn't even break stride. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Same with the government. Oh, you have to do this. Yeah. Why? And do something about it. Look at all the fines they gave out for masks and everything. So they've all been rescinded. The judges are saying, you don't got to pay that stuff. Say at the restaurants, too. We got like Board of Health citations. Judges, you're not paying that stuff. That's crazy. These people are toothless. They're paper tigers. All you have to say is no. The most powerful words in the entire world. No. Fuck you. You can throw that in, too, if you want to spice it up a little bit. You know, and enough people do that, and these tyrants, they're really good at reading. It's one thing they're good at, reading the tea leaves. So, you know, we better back the fuck off, or we're going to get a flaming fucking trash can thrown at us, too. And I hate to break the news to these people. In France, in the UK, in Ireland, and other places, including the United States, it might be too late. It might be too late. See, in their little acorn-sized political minds, they think, well, if we do this, you know, we could probably save our wrinkled asses. We could probably save our jobs. Make it seem like we're, you know, we're backing off. It might be too late as far as avoiding the flaming trash can because you fucked with people and twisted them so much that closing this down, if that's what's going to happen, is not necessarily going to have the effects that they think it's going to have.
But we let you eat at a restaurant, and you could go to bars and theaters and museums and stadiums, and you could go on trains and planes and automobiles. We were good to you people.
Yeah, right. Fuck you were. I get a kick out of these politicians saying, we're lifting the mask mandates. You haven't already done that in your own life? Obviously not. I see people around here in Philadelphia, suburban Philadelphia, driving around with masks on. For fuck's sake. Everywhere I go, people wearing masks. You fucking silly slaves. You don't understand. They don't even work. They don't work. They never worked. You don't have to be a fucking virologist on. VM said that on here. In March of 2020, said it. Yeah, I did an analysis of the N95 mask, you know, the particles of coronavirus, as they say, COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, the particles from that so-called virus are much smaller than the openings of the the pores on your M95 mask. Therefore, they can't stop it from coming in or going out. It's a show. It's a fucking show. And I remember people saying, hey, excuse me, you're new at this podcast, my guy. He's been an upstart. Who is this VM character? And what does he, is he a doctor? No, which probably means he's even more trustworthy. Now it comes out, it's not coming out now, a year later.
Masks aren't really safe, and they don't.
Oh, we only told you that March 2020. A gentleman who's not a physician points that out. But no, people don't believe it because you're not a doctor. Oh, the doctors have done so much for you in the last 2 years. Let's all go to a rally and applaud them. They're saving our lives. The same fucking assholes who sold you out and wouldn't prescribe simple therapeutics to save your fucking life because they're worried about their own wrinkled ass, their brand, their license, their practice, their fucking money, their second house, their third house, their fucking boat. Yeah. Oh, they're heroes. Yeah. Put a fucking cape on them. Make sure you put a cape on them. Showing up in the fourth fucking quarter to 2 minute warning looking for a payday. Go fuck yourself. You sold out. Your oath. You sold out mankind. Okay, we add the Czech Republic to the list. The government there has been pretty heavy-handed when it comes to vaccinations. They're trying to mandate it for everybody. Well, they've taken a step back now. They say we're no longer going to mandate it. Now, you have the official press count of these things, and then you have the inside word. We have a fraternity brother who pledged with me, is my pledge class, who lives in the Czech Republic. Fucking wild, man. Obviously. Teaches English and U.S. history, etc. to the kids in the Czech Republic who want to learn all about what Yankee does in the United States. He tells a different story. He says that they understand that the number of folks who are sick right now, they understand are vaccinated in the Czech Republic. And therefore, by mandating COVID-19 vaccines, it will only enhance the number of sick people. So they've scrapped it. Because you know what? They didn't have the data when they started pushing for this vaccine mandated. And since that time, they say, fuck, there's a lot of people who are fully vaxxed who are sick. And there's 62.9% of folks in the entire Czech Republic who are considered fully vaccinated. And while that's below the European average, let me tell you something. There's a lot of sick people in this country. And look no further than their vaccine status. That's coming from the ground, so to speak. Plain and simple. And the other part is this. A lot of things we were reading about, you know, despite numbers and mandates and governments backing off. One thing that's very important, and we've pointed this out last several months, I'd say since the summer, the people that are dug in, now are dug in, they can't be moved. They're not getting the jabs. There's nothing these fucking tyrants can do. They can threaten their jobs, whatever. The folks who have resisted so far will continue to resist. They've hit a plateau. Big Pharma. They've hit a plateau. All they can bank on now is recurring business. Okay? You're on a a hamster wheel for the rest of your life type thing, and untapped markets, five and below. The heavy-handed bullshit doesn't work. It worked with a number of droids and robots, scaredy cats, sissies, etc. It doesn't work with the folks who are already dug in and they keep resisting. In fact, the number of those folks who are resisting is growing because now you have a lot of single and double jab folks who have been fucked up, or their friends have been screwed up and family members have been screwed up and or killed, who are saying, I'm not, I'm out. And so look no further than, again, the ability, the power to say no and resist. And then you see the byproduct. The Czech Republic pulls back. France pulls back. UK pulls back and continues. Irish. The Irish have been fucking tyrants from day one. Of course, we have fantastic contacts all throughout Ireland. And who've been fighting an uphill battle trying to tell these folks these things are dangerous. Well, now they finally got the memo. But, you know, before you sign off on them, these folks being seeing things your way or understanding what you've been saying, it just comes down to a supply and demand issue, right? There's a lot of supply and not a lot of demand. The numbers aren't there. And so how many times are you going to beat a dead horse and try to force these unvaccinated people to jab up when they simply will not do it? I mean, it's a vehement bunch. They're saying, fuck you. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you could say that would make me want to do this for myself and my family. Well, that is a tough cookie to crack, and they know that. So they might as well back the fuck off. Or flaming trash can. Simple as that. This is right up VM's alley and Maria Albanese's alley. We've talked about this so many times. A top medical journal is saying release the vaccine safety data. Oh, but why would they do that? Wait till you, our folks inside the FDA. There is no fucking vaccine safety data. It's all fudged. You wouldn't believe it if they released it. The true stuff, which the FDA may not even have. You understand? That's the crazy stuff about this whole scheme. The FDA might not even have the actual safety data. What they have is Big Pharma's representation of it, which is crooked. The books have been cooked. So it might not even matter what vaccine safety data is released, because it could be manufactured fraudulent. Now, you could prove that, right? Further, if you're going to lay out a case for fraud, that would come out eventually. If you lean on fact witnesses enough and you find out who signed off on these things, well, you just put them under a hot light. Are these fucking safety data studies, are they real? No. No, we changed them, et cetera, right? So you have to think about these things. But it doesn't matter. Editors of one of the world's oldest medical journals have called for regulators and public health bodies to release new raw data. It wouldn't be new. Take that word out. To release raw data from the COVID-19 vaccine trials to provide answers to critical questions such as why vaccine trials were not designed to test efficacy against infection and spread of SARS-CoV-2. Oh, because they were put together in a couple weeks? You can't make it up. A band on the run. Look no further, okay, than Big Pharma. Look at their fucking prices. We talked about, and where we will talk about after this show. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to wrap this fucking bitch up right now. Or soon, and we're going to talk about the band on the run, Big Pharma, on the hot wire. It's crazy. I'll be working all night while you folks in your footy pajamas living it up. I'm here working. You guys are sleeping. And a strange man is wandering around the White House right now, probably half naked, babbling. What could go wrong with the direction of our country? I'm not sure. What could go wrong? Folks, these companies, the big pharmaceutical companies involved, they all have massive civil settlements from previous frauds, plural frauds, with the exception perhaps of Moderna, since this has been Moderna's only project, only product, inaugural and only product. Guess what, though? The bell will toll for them, too, as far as criminal and civil settlements. You watch. You watch. So there's no pre-COVID track record for Moderna. But guess what? There's going to be one. There's going to be a post-COVID, and it's not going to be pretty. These new pharmaceutical billionaires, well, they're billionaires. They might be millionaires before it's over, or worse, because the mRNA stocks are in a spiral, and for good reason. So what's the medical journal here? The British Medical Journal argued that if regulators had insisted on transparency, countries would have learned sooner about the effect of vaccines on transmission and been able to plan accordingly. Not quite true. Let me tell you what's going on. Now, I don't know what's going on with the editor, Peter Doshi, and senior editor and editor-in-chief Cam Abbasi of the British Medical Journal article. But it seems like there's perhaps a little fuckery going on here. I'll tell you why. They're arguing that if regulators had insisted on transparency, countries would have learned sooner about the effect of vaccines on transmission and been able to plan accordingly. And they run the British Medical Journal, one of the oldest medical journals in the world. And they don't know what I know. Here's what I know, and here's what we reported to you folks on this very Thomas Paine podcast. That's quite different than what this spin is. There have been people inside the FDA, etc., that insisted on transparency, that inquired themselves about the effect of vaccines on transmission from the data and the quote-unquote science that was submitted by Big Pharma. There were fucking people. Okay, they're not there anymore. They're gone. So the British Medical Journal perhaps should ask, what happened to the sentinels? What happened to the gatekeepers in our regulatory agencies? Why are they no longer there? Doesn't that seem a little suspect, a little mysterious, that the exact gatekeepers who would insist on transparency, who would insist on Big Pharma going back to the drawing board because you're fucking up too many people? No, you're not getting approval. Oh, but wait a minute. These things are approved anyhow, regardless of the insiders, the regulators, the sentinels who did insist on transparency, who did say we can't sign off on this, and we're told fucking shut your mouth or get the hell out. That's a bigger story than just blaming regulators for, on the transparency. Now, these guys know goddamn well the tug of war that goes on between Big Pharma and regulators. We've talked about it on Hotwire. We're going to talk about it again. If you're not caught up on it, hey, you clowns at the British Medical Journal, maybe you can fucking join Hotwire. In case you forgot what really goes on inside these fucking agencies. And don't try to spin some sophomoric bullshit on the general public. And there's nobody more full of shit than a medical journal. Remember that. You know who funds them? Big Pharma. Yeah. So why would a medical journal, any medical journal that's funded by Big Pharma, Why would they suddenly be attacking regulators instead of Big Pharma? Why wouldn't you attack the fucking companies who are pumping out poison? You're going to attack the regulators? Who gives a fuck about the regulators? We know they failed us. This is like one of these clown outfits, you know, one of these journalism outfits. They get 10,000 retweets from producing videos that tell us that the media is corrupt. What? We fucking know the media is corrupt, motherfucker. We know these regulators are crooked. What about the real perpetrators who produced poison and then pushed it through? Shoved it down the throat of regulators who insisted on transparency and fought for transparency. They got waterboarded. Okay? They got waterboarded by the White House, the CDC, the Walensky's, the Redfields, okay, the Fauci's, the FDA, the World Health Organization. They got waterboarded to the point where they're no longer even have a fucking job. They almost got choked out from the insanity. Let's point, okay? Let's zone in and put the target on where it should apply. They're talking about transparency is the key to building trust. What do you do if the pharmaceutical companies lie to you and give you crooked research? That's the fucking fault of the regulators? Is it really? If the information supported is fraudulent, how are you supposed to analyze the evidence? If it's falsified data, you don't find that out anyhow until later.